fight against me in the name of the God of Jacob, I will stand. I will stand strong and see the salvation of the Lord. Why? Because I know the end. I have embraced the end. Does not God speak from the beginning to the end and the end from the beginning? And so we look at the finish line. Joseph is put in prison. He looks like a prisoner. But by the gift of God in him, he sees that someday he's going to become the premier of Egypt. He's going to become somebody. Daniel is put in a lion's den. But by the gift in him, he knows that someday the nation is going to depend on him. I've come to let you know it's not over. God will fight the battle. And God will give us the victory. I told a particular pastor under our charter, I said, the reason why nobody in your church is married is because you are not married. And he looked strangely at me. And so he told me that he had found someone. As soon as he said so, I said, you'll marry her. He said, I have to pray about it. I said, I have. You marry her quick. So I married them. As soon as they married, now people started getting married in the church. Because she was holding the key. And because he was not married and not being successful, it was affecting people. People, you keep me broke, you get broke. Blessed be Jesus. I'll shine everybody. Praise God. Amen. Because when I shine, you shine. And that's the truth. That's the truth. I said that's the truth. I kid you not, that's the truth. Tell me. The crooked rod of Moses and the whole 3 million people of Israel, who was more powerful? The crooked rod in his hand. Now had Moses got into a riverbank and said, I'm tired of these people, and threw the rod down and said, I'm also going back to Egypt to eat cucumbers and onions. They would have perished, but God would have delivered his servant. Believe in the Lord. Believe also in his prophets. You'll be established. It shall be well with you. Believe in their prophetic declarations for your life. Believe what they say will shape your destiny. Believe what they decree will come to pass. We're not talking about bullying people. No, that's not it. Because there are people bullying other people. I had one guy tell me when I was a young evangelist, as for you, you never go anywhere. I told him, it's against the word of my grandfather. My grandfather told me, who was a Methodist preacher, he said, you go places. The man was not filled with the Holy Ghost as in speaking in other tongues. But he had better sense than some Pentecostal preacher who told me I wasn't going anywhere because I had no certificate of ordination. But by Jesus, I held on to those gracious words of my grandfather. He said, you will always wake us up. The first thing he will say, as for you, you're going to become great. As for you, you're going to be. And that thing is in me. It's in my blood. It's in every part of my being. Even though he's not a prophet, I took his word. Praise God. That's a good word. Amen. Somebody said good morning to you. You better start smiling. Because everywhere isn't good. So when somebody tells you good morning, throw your head back and say good morning. It's a wonderful day to be alive. But don't say, hey, you know, you don't know what I'm going through. Who cares what you're going through? You're going to go through anyway. You're going to go through the fire anyway, but it's not going to burn you. So you have to be the child of God. God has called you to be. You have to be the child of God. Live in the realm of the word. Live in the realm of the Spirit. Live in by the prophetic declarations that it shall not take you under. That the fires of life shall not burn you, nor the waters take you under. Because God's purpose in your life will come to pass. Do you know how many thousands of sperms was in your mother's womb, but you were the only person that came out alive? Jeremiah 1 and 5 says that you, before you were formed by your father and mother, God knew you and had a plan for you.
You are in his hand. Take a back seat. Let Jesus drive. I said, take a back seat. Let Jesus. How will it happen? I don't know. When will I don't know. One thing I know. God will never fail. Let it sound from this pulpit to the rest of the world that our God is an unfailing God. He took me from a bed of affliction and told me I'll be a preacher to his world. He told me that I will cross countries and continents. I am just beginning. I am just beginning. It will happen. You too will become what God says you should become. You too will come into your place. You too will not be overtaken by the Pharaoh. You too will not be overtaken by drought. You too will not be overtaken by famine or pestilence, because there is a sure word of God coming to you today. May today be a day of a difference, that you ride into your Jerusalem today. Today, you ride into your Jerusalem now. You ride into your place of honor now. You came into your place of acceptance now. You came into your place of favor now. Today you come into your triumphant blessing now. Today is the day of the Lord. Today is your day of blessing. You come into it today now. He says, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. It's not by strength, because if it was by strength, others would have gone way ahead of me. But I am not looking at them. I'm looking to Jesus, Hebrews, the 12th chapter. Looking unto him, the author and the finisher of my faith. I keep looking up. Keep looking up, child of God. Keep looking up. When the economy is bad, when things look bleak and dark, you just put a broad smile on your face and keep looking up. People will be wondering, how are you managing it? I am not managing anything. I gave it to the conqueror of Judah. There is a lion from the tribe of Judah. I gave it all to him. From time to time, as a human being, I would go through emotional outbursts. I would ask God why. God when. Oh God. Oh God. What will people say? Then one day the Lord said these words to me. None of your tears move me. Absolutely not one of them. He says, what moved me is you standing faithfully on my word. So you're going to have to stand on my word and stop crying and fretting and bickering and being bitter and mean and being angry all the time. Put joy in your heart. Put joy in your face. And begin to see the end from the beginning. Begin to march towards it. 2006, some of us was almost virtually homeless. But blessed be Jesus. We found an anchor in him. We found strength in him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You see, I'm not the best of the best of the best of preachers. But I can tell you without reservation that I have a very personal, intimate, very deep walk with God. I can tell you that I love the Lord with all of my heart and everything that is within me. And I know that he loves me so deeply. It is so deep, my love looks like a flimsy thing before me when he shows me his. My beloved is mine. I am his. He has brought me to his banqueting table. And his banner over me is love. This year, the Lord will pitch your feet in the soil. This year, this is a year. This is a year. This is a year of acceptance. Ibakashota. This is a year of the possessing of your gate. This is a year that your feet is oiled and that your your feet get into the soil, you shall not be removed. As Jerusalem and Mount Zion, hey, Ababaya, and Debakosha, cannot be removed, so you shall not be removed. The favor of Almighty God, the favor shall rest upon you. Manda Bakoshia Labakoa. And everywhere you go, everything you do, regardless of the difficulty, at the end of the day, you shall come out shining. You shall come out rejoicing. You shall come out with joy unceasing, because God loves you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me do something quickly, and then Pastor Kofi will take over the